crop circles. Now, one way you're claiming in here, it seems like, that you're going to say when one is going to form, which means people could set up ringside seats and actually watch a crop circle form?
Correct.
Now, there's
more to it than that.
Well, that's quite enough. You're sticking your neck out pretty far on that. X marks the spot, huh? So, what about the timeline part of this? I mean, suppose you get a big crowd out there waiting and...
Well, actually, we don't have that down. We just have the next down. Now, you can average, if one averages the average time between one circle and another, it's usually no more than, in North America, it's usually no more than, let's say, 3 weeks or a month. Now, many times there are crop circles formed, but the farmers don't want their crops trampled down, so that they never say anything about that.
That's right.
Understand.
Yes, I do.
And other times, the crops are just simply not found. The circles are not found. But let me give you my modus operandi behind this. It's really important instead of just for a cute, entertaining thing.
All right.
First of all, I think the SETI program is looking in the wrong direction. I really do. And I believe that the crop circles are ETI calling cards, that they're here. Extraterrestrial intelligence is here, and these circles are their calling cards.
Well, we know some of them are bogus.
Of course.
We know that. And how do we discern between the bogus and the non-bogus?
Well, if you do some research on the web, you can see the differences between a man-made and a non-man-made crop circle, especially in the nodes.
The nodes. That's right. There's a molecular change that actually occurs.
There is. And in fact, remote viewing teams have actually tried to study and understand what goes on there, and we cannot.
I remember once you said you thought crop circles were markers, time markers, wasn't it?
Yes. Years ago, we thought that they were being used as reference points, but I don't think that's the case anymore. We were really interested in how they were produced and what system was producing them, whether it was plate tectonic movement or whatever. That's why we first started studying, and then I got more interested. Here's why. First of all, when you have a circle, the next crop circle, for instance. Next, it refers to our moving time, the way the human mind manages reality. We perceive time flowing, and most of us know that that's just an illusion. That these circles, as well as you at home in your condo in the Philippines, is a reality that remote viewers know. You're already there, but you're over there. We can look at you there. And because mind is outside of time, mind, the universal mind, just looks down on this broad planopy of events, and there it exists. So the crop circles are already there. We just have to turn our attention as remote viewers to them and then do our job. So the next circle, to some people, is no more than that. Oh, you know, they're right, here's the circle. And by the way, I think that Lex, your webmaster, has probably put by now a map of where the next circle will be in North America.
Really?
Yes, and it's down to a 10-kilometer radius. The reason we didn't get it any closer is we didn't have time enough. It would have taken another half day to pinpoint it down to within 500 meters, say, and we didn't have time to do that.
Again, using the new process.
Roger. Uh-huh. No, we used the new process for this as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that circle will appear in northern Alberta near the British Columbia border. That one, that particular circle, and it'll be just to the west of a little town called Clear Prairie, Alberta.
And you're saying this will be the next North American circle?
Yes, the next non-man-made circle.
Okay.
Okay, so that red ring is 10 kilometers in radius if you go to your website.
And on the timeline?
We don't know. Again, we haven't solved that problem. Well, you have in a way.
I mean, you've said next. Well, you know, there's going to be North American crop circles. That's for damn sure. So I guess any that appear prior to this one will have to be regarded in your mind as frauds. I mean, they're not real, right?
Either that or it's a miss on our part, which we don't.
Oh, a miss?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be?
I don't think so. But that's what it would have to be, one or the other. We either have to miss it or it's a...
Yeah, well, you got your neck pretty far out this morning.
That's okay. I'll stick it out even further. But here's why I think this is so important, Art. So important. If we can start forecasting the next circles and have people waiting for the formation...
Oh, yes.
That will mean to this higher intelligence, which is forming the circles, and we believe it's a higher intelligence that's already here. Seti's looking out at the stars. They're here. This higher intelligence, this system that creates the circles, will know that we're there and that we had foreknowledge of this particular circle creation, the formation of that. They will know that we've mastered the ability to use focused consciousness. And in so doing, I think that we've demonstrated a higher level of intelligence ourselves, which may mean to them that we've evolved and we turn these tools towards discovering our place in the universe. But so what I'm saying is by anticipating and being present at the crop circle formation events,
we will show them something.
It may very well be the equivalent of warp drive in the context of Star Trek and the Prime Directive.
I got it, yeah.
And result in contact. And that's, I really believe that that's what may happen.
So then what, Ed? Crop circles are a measure of our intelligence? In other words, when we can finally predetermine where one is going to appear, that will be a communication to them that we have arrived?
That's right, that we've arrived at a level of consciousness that's required by the Federation for contact. It means that we've evolved. Evolution takes place in the mind, you know, the body.
I believe that.
Really doesn't evolve. Evolution's up there. And I think those acts by doing that will result in contact. And I really hope when that happens that they are not the Ferengi.
I hope they're not, too.
I
consider it about a 50-50 proposition. Why should we imagine that they would have our best interests in mind? Now, that means they could either actively be not our friends, or they could be so superior to us that they simply would not notice us any more than we notice, you know, the anthill.
I don't think those circles are for them. I think they're for us, and we need their conundrum.
I hope you're right.
Their puzzle to be solved.
I hope you're correct.
And if they are Ferengi, then I'm going to trade them. I plan on trading them some Earth women, probably American women, for some of their advanced technology. I had Lex Luthor, ain't got nothing on that.
Okay, well, there's always ways to make money out of whatever it is that happens, even if it's the Ferengi, I guess.